Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show Recap for Wednesday, September 30th, 2020. I can't believe we're already through September. It seems like April and May and June took forever. And then July, August, and September are like slipped right by.
I actually looked at the calendar this morning. I had to go 30 days, half September, April, June, and November. Yeah, this is the last day of the month.
Here's what we talked about a little bit on the show. Speaking of the time moving slowly and fastly, the stresses of being in a pandemic are being felt not only by you and I, but by our kids. There was a survey done involving hundreds of families. They found that 6 months into the pandemic, 70% of kids report feeling sad, worried, or overwhelmed more often.
Yeah, and they're probably getting that from mom and dad, too, because I think we're all have feelings like that from time to time.
Yeah, and it really does. And what they found is that 47% of parents who participated in the study reported that they were concerned for the mental health of their kids. And an additional 45% said they've noticed problems with their child's behavior since the pandemic. The good news, according to child psychologists, is that kids are pretty resilient and they'll bounce back quickly. And then I just kind of go back to my day when I was a kid and something scary happened to me. I remember getting such a feeling of relief when mom would kind of give me a hug and say, everything's going to be okay.
That hug is so very is very healing. And the kids are triggering off of us. So we need to kind of step back and you know, it's like you don't want to see you don't want the kids to see you arguing.
No.
So you wait until they go to bed. Try to put on a little happy face because things are never as good or as bad as you think.
That is absolutely true. However, I do think candy corn is still bad.
Okay. All right. Here's the one exception you found. Some people just cannot stand the candy corn. And as a Halloween candy, there's only two camps with this.
Yep.
I love it or I hate it. It's candy corn. I remember as a kid trying it thinking, oh, look, there's three different colors. They must be different tastes. No.
No.
It's all just sugar.
It's all the same thing. But this actually might be A for you, give you a different twist in candy corn.
Okay.
B for me, might ask me, I might like candy corn, is by making something called harvest mixed.
Harvest mixed. Is this like trail mix?
Kind of. I guess it's a big thing in the Midwest. And what you do is you take equal parts candy corn and salted peanuts and mix them together.
All right. Salt and sweet's beautiful.
Yeah. Wow. So they say you can up your game by adding some M&Ms or dark chocolate or something.
Ah.
But it is kind of a good way to turn some candy corn into something you might want to eat. Other than probably me, I'll just pick out all the peanuts.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll just get the M&Ms and there you go. There's a bowl of candy corn.
Bowl of candy corn for you. But, you know, just something to get to try for this Halloween.
And that is so true. It's like, what? Weren't there cashews in this nut mix?
No. Nope.
Yeah, there were. They were delicious.
Yeah, they were. There were also macadamias, but they're gone too.
Yeah, right. They went first.
Let's talk about Walmart. They're moving your food dish if you go to Walmart.
Where do I find the macadamias at Walmart now? What do I do?
Who knows? The store is getting a new layout. There's actually 200 stores that are currently in this new layout, 800 scheduled for next year. And they say thanks to the new normal of coronavirus and that the sense that Walmart's online growth has in double digits, they're actually kind of rearranging the store to be more in line with its app.
Yeah, because I don't want to go into a store and wander around and shop anymore. I want to stick and move, get in there, get what I want, and get out due to the coronavirus.
Well, and even before the coronavirus, people they were also pointing that the days of kind of meandering through the store are over because you now meander through the internet finding things.
Right. So if it looks like your website, where all the electronics on the Walmart website are on one page or one area, they need to do that in the store, and I guess they're finally doing it like that.
Yeah, kind of smart if you think about it. Yeah, they're consolidating, like you said, all the departments, and mm-hmm. they are actually making it more interactive with the app. So if you find, let's say, a toaster on the Walmart app, while you're in the store, there'll be clearly marked signs to show you where these items are, but then also your app will tell you where it is, which is kind of nice.
Is that step by step, turn by turn?
It would be nice.
Just like GPS?
Yeah, ding, at potato chips, make a right. I don't know if it's going to do that or not, but I do think that it would be very cool if they did do that. And it will be real interesting to see if other retailers do this. Last year, Target rearranged their stores. Mm-hmm. One of their big things is they actually started playing music inside the store to garner up more foot traffic. And they saw their biggest increase in foot traffic since they made that change in over a decade.
Wow.
But this kind of tells you how people are shopping during the pandemic. You know, mm-hmm. they have curbside pickup at Target.
Right.
Compared to last year, it's up over 734%.
Wow. You know, you can tell how it's working by how many parking spaces are now dedicated to curbside pickup, and there's more and more, and I see people sitting in their cars waiting on the stuff, and people in the stores with the Target uniform on or the Publix and doing the shopping for you. It's the new normal.
Well, and also having two kids, even if we weren't in coronavirus, how convenient that you don't have to get the kids out, you know, find a
car seats for just how much time do you spend putting them in and out of car seats?
Oh, the big thing right now is the older one wants to do everything himself, which I get. It's what every 3-year-old does, but he twists up the seat belt and he puts it incorrectly, and so he cries.
Oh,
and it's just a pain.
It's frustrating. You know?
So it's very nice to have curbside so you can just kind of wheel in and get the stuff put into your car. So there you go. Let's talk about your auto insurance. Since we are talking about your car, you probably have been approached by your auto insurance company saying that, hey, you can have upwards of 40% savings on your premiums if you let us install something called a
usage-based insurance device, the UBI.
UBI,
right there,
that's it.
Which is like activated on a mobile app, or it actually can install one in your car's dashboard. And what it'll do is it collects real-time data. Here's your driving behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Are you speeding? The harsh braking, seatbelt usage, fuel consumption, even the battery voltage and engine data is all put into this machine so they can tell how are you as a driver.
Well, and also to see how your car is, because, you know, as I just thought about that, as you mentioned the car battery, it's like, why would they do that? Certain cars actually get better insurance rates over others. So I would imagine it's, you know, if it can see that the car is having a lot of problems, then they can probably say that particular model may be an issue.
Ah, right, right.
But yeah, that's kind of exactly what it does, Storm. Sometimes they do it in real time. Sometimes the data is collected and you have to drop it off. So if you are somebody who is a good driver, who does, you know, they usually ask you, where do you take your car? If you go, you say, I take it to work and back. And if you do that more often, then you probably are going to get a better rate versus you just telling them to do that. However, if you're somebody who has a lead foot or, you know, is probably not a pristine driver, you probably want to avoid this one.
Yeah, your teenager probably doesn't want it in their car.
No, not at all.
I can tell you that through my experience.
You know, it would also be a good way if I had this tracking system on and somebody wanted to borrow my car, I'm like, no, I'm sorry, I can't afford you to screw up my insurance.
That's right.
I can't do
that. You would think parents would want this in all the teenagers' cars, though.
You would think. You would
think. Just for their own personal use, you know?
We also talked about flowers today, and in particular, wedding flowers because of the coronavirus, maybe the wedding this year has been postponed to next year, which is good because we can talk about saving some money when it comes to flowers. And this is actually 3 flowers you should use and 3 flowers you should not use.
Okay.
They say, first off, consider seasonal blooms.
Yeah. Yeah. Something that's local.
Mm-hmm. Something if it's local, like if you go to the farmer's market or a local florist, if they're able to tell you this particular flower is in bloom, you're going to save a lot of money. Not only saving money, but because they're not traveling from across the world, like a lot of flowers come from South America that are summer flowers at this time of year.
Right.
They'll last longer. Because they're not spending all that time in transportation. They say a lot of couples tend to put an X over roses. They don't want them in their wedding ceremony. Because
they're almost too common. But that's the beauty of it, is they're always available and a variety of colors. You can match the color of your wedding with the roses, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And they say don't discount the greenery as well.
That's right.
Not only is it pretty cheap, but it can also fill in the gaps of flowers that do cost a little bit more money. Things to avoid, you want to avoid the flowers that are prone to wilt.
Yeah, like anemones and dahlias, sweet pea, and freesia. I can tell you, we were getting dahlias from the farmer's market, and they don't last. I mean, it's almost like the banana that you buy green in the store and it's brown by the time you get it home.
Right.
I mean, they're beautiful. They're gorgeous. They just don't like to be out of the ground.
And
as a cut flower, you know.
Exactly. So, you know, you want to stay away from those. They say a growing trend is to use dyed florals to create a unique
hydrangeas. A lot of people will dye a hydrangea orange and blue or whatever, but, you know, that makes them even stainier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the stain actually leaches out when it's sitting in water, right, or it just as the natural juices follow out, and therefore it can stain your clothing. And then finally, avoid messy flowers like lilies. Lilies are beautiful flowers.
I
however,
love them.
The stamen has all the brown and orange pollen in it, and that will get everywhere.
It really will, and it's tough to get off. I don't know. I guess that's the whole theory behind pollen.
Yeah, I guess true. It's going to hang on to the end, bitter end there. And then finally, we learned, since we have had our first taste of fall today in the weather department, pumpkin spice is probably going to be your beverage of choice. Why not up the game by including maple syrup ice cubes?
This is pretty cool. You just do 50% maple syrup, 50% water, and you put them in your ice cube trays. And then when you add them to a drink, they'll melt even faster than regular ice, and they will actually put maple syrup flavor into whatever you're drinking.
Yeah, because you had brought up, I didn't know that this is the time of the year where maple trees are tapped for their syrup.
Yeah, right.
But I would just remember that, you know, the maple leaf generally is a sign of fall because it's so colorful.
Right.
So, you know, maybe just kind of step up your PS game, your pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin
your PlayStation.
Spice game, okay. My mind wandered when you said that.
And enjoy it there.
All right.
So there's our show for today, Wednesday, September 30th. We're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 at 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Enjoy this cool weather. And remember, folks, the sun is always shining. We'll see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.